Now, in Psalm 105 and 106, you have two historic psalms. I'm confident that David wrote Psalm 105 because the first part of this psalm is the same as 1 Chronicles 16, 8 through 22, and that's when David brought up the ark into Jerusalem. And here you have a recitation of their history, and it begins, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples, sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works, and remember His marvelous works, His wonders, and the judgments of His mouth." And he goes back and begins with the seed of Abraham and the covenant God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then he follows them through Joseph down into the land of Egypt. And verse 23, "Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham." Verse 26, "He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen." And then here's something quite interesting. Verse 38, "Egypt was glad when they departed." They sure were. They was glad to get them out of their hair, by the way, after the plagues. And God brought them into the land, recites their history, and that's something to praise about. My friend, there's something wrong with you if you can't look back in your life and have something thank God for. And the 106th Psalm is a long one, but another historic psalm that ends this number section, follows them through the wilderness. "Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endureth forever." And then there's that confession of sin, verse 6. "We have sinned with our fathers. We've committed iniquity. We've done wickedly." And friends, when you look back over your life, you not only have something to thank God for, but you can thank Him for your salvation. He has forgiven you your sin if you have turned to Jesus Christ as your Savior. Say, these psalms are marvelous, are they not? We ought to get saturated with Him.